Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, we are living in a day where the Word of God already told us that there will be wars and rumors of wars. We are living in those days now. You are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? And today is Saturday, April the 29th, 2017. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live each Thursday and each Saturday from Detroit, Michigan. My special guest on tonight is none other than Minister Martina Orange. She's going to be coming forth very shortly to bring the word on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please get your Bibles and pens and paper out now and have them ready so when she comes forth with the word, you can follow along with her and take notes on tonight. But before we go further with the program, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, Heavenly Father, it's in your name and it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we come on tonight giving you praise, giving you glory and honor because of who you are. We know that you're worthy, Heavenly Father. You're worthy of all of our praise, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what we hear or what we see or what man think or say. We know that you are in total control, so we just thank you for who you are on tonight. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we come right now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, and I also include my entire family, and also Minister Martina Orange and her family. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions on tonight, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, so that our prayers and that the word that's going to go forth on tonight would not be hindered, that you would be glorified through it, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that may be tuned in and listening by airways, by telephone or by way of internet that do not know your son, Jesus Christ, who do not have a personal relationship with him on tonight. We pray, Lord, that as your word goes forth and through this ministry on tonight, that something will be said or done, that their spiritual eyes will become open on tonight, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their heart so that they can be saved in his name. And once they're saved in his name, they will come to know their God purpose. They will walk in it and they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth is our prayer in Jesus' name, because we know that your word says that you desire that no soul be lost. And so that is our prayer on tonight, that no souls be lost. So we pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit over the airways on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you will be glorified. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name. We know that you are still a comforter. you have no respect to a person. We know that you are still healing today. So we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted to you, knowing that you are our healer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we also lift up all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons, those that are going through bereavement. Heavenly Father, we lift them to you right now, knowing that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we know, Heavenly Father, that even through death, we know that you're still worthy to be praised, and you alone is our Heavenly Father, and we just thank you for who you are, and you know how much we can bear. You promised that you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear, in Jesus' name. So, Heavenly Father, right now, I'm lifting up a special prayer for the family of the young man that has been molested on yesterday, according to the news report on yesterday. Heavenly Father, the young boy that was at school, and he accidentally opened the doors for two young men, and they apparently snatched him out of the school and raped him and molested him on yesterday. So we lift him up right now to you, and not only him, but his entire family. We pray, Lord, that you would comfort and strengthen that family, be to them what they need you to be. Continue to move by your spirit in their lives, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. And, oh, God, we pray that justice will come and be prevail in this case, not only in this situation, but situations that's like this that's going on all over the world that we hear about and don't hear about. We know that you sit high and look low, and we know that all power is in your hands. So we pray, Lord, that you would just have your way on tonight through this broadcast, that you would be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us, and it tells us, even me, sometimes I need to be reminded. And just like I said in the prayer, no matter how it looks, God is able. We must remember, this is our spiritual food for thought for tonight. No matter how it looks, remember, God is able. You can find that in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse number 20. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to Blog Talk Radio, /servants, ambassadors, vessels, and then click on follow. I do welcome comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at @james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, in the form of announcements, I do have a couple of announcements that I would like to make very quickly before I bring forth my guest, Minister Martina Orange. And she is a member of New Galilee Baptist Church, where Pastor Dr. Tellis Chapman is her pastor and minister. So we thank God for her on tonight, who's going to be bringing the word very shortly. So I'm asking listeners, please get your Bibles and pens out so you can take notes as she bring the word on tonight. But in the form of announcements, I am so excited to be able to announce that about 2 weeks ago, my youngest sister and my twin, for the very first time, we had the privilege of visiting one of the Firehouse Sub restaurants, and that was our first visit. And we were so excited about how clean it was, how nice and polite the employees were. I had to let them know that I was going to start announcing their establishment on my broadcast. And I'm asking all listeners, should you be in an area where there's a sub house, a Firehouse Sub restaurant in your area, please patronize them, because these are firefighters. They put their lives on the line for us every day to put out fires and to rescue us and our family members and our loved ones. So they have this beautiful establishment, and they have various locations. So I'm asking all listeners, please patronize the Firehouse Sub restaurant that's in your local area, because not only do they serve good food and they're polite and it's clean, but part of your monies that you purchase your foods with at those establishments, they have a fund set up, and your monies goes into that fund to charities and community agencies that helps and lend a hand to people. So that's what they are, being doers of God's word, not only about putting out fires, but putting some of the money back into the communities to be a blessing. So I'm asking all listeners, please patronize your local Firehouse Sub restaurant. You will not be disappointed. My final announcement is, I am so grateful that God has blessed me again. He has blessed me, and he has anointed me for such a time as this. And now my new book, which is part two of Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? Part two is titled, Are You Scattering God's Flock? It is now available along with this, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? It do have a reflective journal that goes with it. And also my book, which God blessed me to write, titled God, the Universe, and Man, the subtitle is How We Are Connected. Again, part two is now available. Are you scattering God's flock? That's a personal question for each one of us. We do not want to be scatterers of God's flock. We do not want to be a liability to the kingdom of God. We want to be assets to the kingdom of God and draw souls to the kingdom. That's what it's all about. And show love and compassion as we are being doers of God's word. So I thank God for what he's doing in my life. So all of these books are available at Amazon.com. And these are all great spiritual tools. Pastors, bishops that are over ministries, you need these books. These books are great spiritual tools that can be used in all forms of church types of church conferences, Bible studies, and also Sunday school classes. So I thank God for what he's doing in my life through these books and also through this worldwide platform by way of Blog Talk Radio. So I thank God for every guest that he has blessed me to be privileged to have coming forth and be a blessing to the body of Christ over this platform. So I thank God for what he's doing in each of our lives. So right now I am so excited and happy to bring forth our guest on tonight in the person of Minister Martina Orange. Again, she is a member of New Galilee Baptist Church, where her pastor is Reverend Dr. Tellis Chapman. Minister Orange, I would like for you to please, before you bring forth the message, I'm going to do a music break after you do your testimony. But first, please share with the worldwide listeners another short testimony, please.
Yes. Thank you, Brother Brown, for having me on your show this evening. It's always a pleasure to come on your show and to preach the gospel. So I'm so thankful for you. Amen. And I just want to honor my husband, our daughter, and our family who's listening on tonight. I want to honor our pastor, the Reverend Dr. Tellis J. Chapman, and our Galilee Missionary Baptist Church family, amen, whom we love and we thank God for tonight. My testimony is just a testimony of God's goodness and his mercy. I'm thankful for the mercy of God. The first week in March, I went in for an annual mammogram. And when I went in for the annual mammogram, I got the letter back a couple of days later saying that there was a finding and that I needed to go back in for a follow-up. So I went back in for the follow-up, and a few days later, I received a call from my primary care doctor to come in. So you know when they tell you to come in, the news is not all that great. So when I went in, he said that there was an abnormality found in one of my breasts. And I said, okay. And he said, although your risk for breast cancer is low, he said, you still need to go in for a biopsy. On the report coming back from the radiologist, it said that it was an unspecified lump that looked suspicious. So I said, okay. And even at the very first mammogram, my declaration and that of my family was that all is well, that all is well. So even though when I walked out of the doctor's office, the news wasn't what I wanted to hear, my confession was all is well. So I went on and I scheduled the biopsy, and I had to go in to see the surgeon prior to the biopsy. I went in to see the surgeon, and prior to going in to see the surgeon, we were in prayer, and it was my prayer and my confession that the least invasive biopsy was recommended. So we went in, and I give God the glory that that is exactly what it was. The least invasive biopsy was recommended. And the surgeon said, your tissue, you know, feels pretty healthy. Okay, well, I really thank you for that. She said, but I still need you to come in for the biopsy. So during that time, we were just confessing that all is well, and our pastor was praying, our church family was praying and lifting us up. And I had told just a few people about it who I knew would go in and pray the word of God. I went in for the biopsy. Prior to the biopsy, you have to go in for a consultation. my husband and I and my mom, we were in the consultation, and I asked the radiologist, I said, will you be able to get all of this calcification out? And she said, well, removing it all is not the goal. The goal is to get enough of it so that we can test the tissue. And I said, okay. She said, but if we can get it out, we will. So during the procedure, I just remember asking God to be present in the exam room, in the procedure room. And I said, Lord, give me whatever I need to get through this, whatever I need. And I give God the glory that I didn't feel any pain. I didn't feel any discomfort. The things that they said that I would feel, I didn't. And at the end of the procedure, as they were wrapping me up, I felt perfection in the room. I felt perfection. And we know that only God is perfect. So I knew that God was in the room. And I said to the Lord, I said, I want to thank you because I don't believe that this could have gone any more perfect. And just when I said that, the radiologist turned and looked at me. And she was looking at my images that they had taken after the biopsy. And she said, we were able to remove all of the calcification. I said, God be the glory. Then the following week, I had to wait a few days.
We'll listen to yours. I'm going to turn mine off. Call again.
I had to wait a few days for the results. And during
six,
that
five, seven.
Just praying and giving God the glory. And that's when I came for the follow-up.
King 64.
Results came back in my favor. That all was well. That there was nothing wrong with me. And I just really just started to praise God right in front of the doctor and just was like, Lord, I just want to thank you. Because it really could have went a different way. But I am so humbled by God's mercy, and I am so humbled by God's grace. I am so humbled by it, and I'm so thankful. And that is my testimony on tonight.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know what? See, the enemy, you are a good example, and you remind me of listening to your testimony. You are one of those that is not afraid or ashamed to be a witness when you know that the Lord has intervened on your behalf. That's called holy boldness.
Yes.
And that's when the Lord is Jesus was talking about, are you afraid or ashamed to be a witness for me wherever you are? And that's what we as Christians, we need to be more like Jesus Christ, stand up with holy boldness, because we know that
yes.
It was the Lord that had his hands on you. And not only did he have his hands on you, but he had his hands on the doctors too. So my
yes.
question to the listening audience, after hearing that testimony, now after hearing that report, whose report would you believe? I, too, can testify because I was at death's door 26 years ago, and I told the Lord in my hospital room that I know you was not through with me yet. I cannot work for you if I'm dead.
Amen.
And I knew he had more work for me to do. And since that day, 26 years ago, I only go to the doctor every 3 months to get my blood work done. And so I, too, am a living
Amen.
Example. And through me standing on God's words and declaring that my healing is in Jesus, this radio broadcast came about through this book.
Amen.
And the Lord is still doing great and marvelous things in my life. So I just have to put my little little bit in too and bear witness that God is our healer. So we got to follow God's word. And he said in his word that he's not going to give us no more than we're able to handle. So we got to stand on his word and trust him and know that we'll heal no matter what it looks like. We are healed. And so we thank God for you. And standing on your faith and standing on God's word, and look where you are now. But the enemy had his way, it would have been a different story. But God. So right now, we just want to say thank you for that testimony. And that's why I have all my guests share testimonies first, because it is so important that we share our testimony. God gets his glory through our testimonies. And others who may be weak in their faith or newborn, new babes in Christ that do not know about the face of God and how it works, they hear our testimonies, and they can be encouraged and strengthened to know that if God did it for you, he did it for me, that same God would do it for them too. So they will be blessed, and then you will be blessed by sharing your testimony. So we thank you for that powerful, awesome testimony. I'm not surprised at how the Lord works, because I know how he works, because I'm a living proof and example. So thank you for that powerful testimony. Right now we're going to go to our music break. And following this music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Minister Orange. She's going to deliver God's word on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners while we are praying this special, I'm playing this song on tonight. I'm asking all listeners to touch and agree with me with the prayer that I prayed during the opening prayer regarding this young man. I just heard on today that he would, this young boy was in school, and he went to the hallway door. Some young man was outside the door knocking on the door, and unfortunately he opened the door, and they snatched him out of the school, and they took him to a place, and they raped him, and they molested this little boy. And thank God there were some people in the neighborhood that came to his rescue and called the police. So we just want to keep this little young boy in prayer and his family, because we know that God is still able, even through this, God is still our healer. And we pray that justice, they will find these young men that did this to this young boy, because if they did it to him and don't get caught, they're going to do it again. So we need to keep this family lifted up in prayer. So that's why I'm playing right now, Pray For Me.
KD. It's an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. If there was ever a time we need to be praying, church, we need to be praying right now. It's praying time. It is time to stop playing. It is praying time. So that is why I'm playing this song to a lot of my latest shows, it is serious time for us to be about our Father's business, our Heavenly Father's business. We are to be praying one knee for another for such a time as this. It is so saddening to hear of such a cruel incident that happened to this young man on yesterday, the little young boy that was molested by these two young men. So we need to be praying for our young people that they be continuously covered by the blood of Jesus. And while we're praying for our young people, we want to keep our president and world leaders lifted up in prayer. Even President Donald Trump, he needs prayer. We need to stop talking about him and start praying for him because God is still in control. I don't care who's in the White House, who's in the outhouse. God is in the house. So God is in total control. So we need to keep praying for our president and world leaders, and not only them, but our pastors and shepherds that are watchmen and watchwomen over our souls. Keep them lifted up in prayer as well. So right now I'm so excited to bring forth Minister Martina Orange, who's going to deliver God's word on tonight. Minister Orange, I am turning the mic over to you at this time to deliver God's word.
Amen. Thank you again, Brother Brown, for having me on your show. It's always a pleasure to come and preach the message to you and to your listening audience. And I'm just thankful for the work that you're doing in the body of Christ and giving honor to my husband and our daughter and giving honor to our family and giving honor to our pastor, Dr. Tellis Chapman, and giving honor to our church family, Galilee Missionary Baptist Church. I'm going to be coming tonight from Romans chapter 8, verse 15, and it says, "For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." And tonight the title of the message is Cry Because Your Father is Listening. In the chapters that precede chapter 8, Paul taught the Christians in Rome that there are two forces that operate in this earth, a sinful demonic force and the awesome, loving, and merciful force, who is the Holy Spirit. The scripture teaches us in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned." Sin means to wander from God's law. It means to miss the mark. It means to be disobedient to what God has said. All sin, according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 15, comes from a love for the world and the things that are in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. John says clearly, these things are not of the Father, but they are of the world. Jesus instructs us in Mark chapter 12, verses 29 and 30, that we are to love God with all of our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds, and with all of our strength, and that we are to love our neighbor as we do ourselves. And I like to define neighbor as anyone who was in your space at that particular time. Anyone who's in your space at that particular time should be respected. Anyone who's in your space at that particular time should be loved, because at the very least, all of us were created in the image and likeness of God. Adam and Eve's disobedience led to the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, which led to the sinful nature entering the heart of mankind. With all humanity, life starts with a sinful nature. Therefore, all mankind must be born again, which happens through the acceptance of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That is such good news tonight. Salvation means deliverance from eternal damnation. Salvation means prosperity and preservation. Salvation means healing, and it means divine health. And so the Bible is saying that salvation cannot be earned, but it has to be received by faith, which makes it available to all mankind. Hallelujah. When one acknowledges Jesus as Lord and invites him into their heart, salvation is immediate. Immediately we become sons and daughters of God, the Father. Immediately we receive all the rights and privileges outlined in Psalm 103. What's not immediate is knowing how to live this life in Christ in these earthly bodies. We must learn how to do this. I love the first chapter of Isaiah. Verse 17 says that we are to learn to do well. God has given us help in learning how to do well and learning how we are to please our Heavenly Father, that we may be effective witnesses of Jesus and who he is and what he has accomplished for all humanity in this earth. For those of us who are reborn in Christ, we now have an advocate, a spiritual force that is greater than any human flesh, any sinful nature, and any demonic spirit. His name is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is co-equal and co-eternal with the Father and with the Son, who is Jesus. When we accept Jesus as our Savior and confess him as our Lord, the Holy Spirit immediately enters our heart. The Holy Spirit is in us, and I love this. He's in us. He dwells with us, and he will abide with us forever, according to John chapter 14. That's good news on tonight, hallelujah. That no matter where I am in life, when I accepted Christ as my Savior, that the Holy Spirit came into my heart, and the Holy Spirit is with me, and the Holy Spirit is in me, and the Holy Spirit will abide with me forever. It's the Holy Spirit who knows the mind and will of the Father. It's the Holy Spirit who knows things that are far off, that have not yet entered into our hearts, that have not yet entered into our ears, that we have not yet seen with our eyes. But the Holy Spirit prepares us for what is to come. Hallelujah. Jesus promised the disciples in John chapter 14 that the Father would send the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, in his name. And the Holy Spirit would teach the disciples, and the Holy Spirit would help the disciples to remember the teachings of Jesus. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "But you shall receive power." Ah, that's for us on today, praise the Lord. "After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Praise the Lord. That word power is dunamis, and it means strength. It means ability. Praise the Lord. It is the Holy Spirit who enables us and gives us the ability to be effective witnesses for Christ in the earth. Praise the Lord. When does this happen? This awesome, amazing impartation of the Holy Spirit, who is God, hallelujah, occurs at the moment we accept Jesus as our Savior. We don't have to wait for him, but immediately he enters our heart. He lives in us. He is with us, and he will abide with us forever. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, it says, "For by one Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who baptizes us into the family of Jesus Christ. No other religion, no faith, and no other man-made deity can do that. It is at that moment when we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that Jesus was crucified at Calvary, that he died on the cross, that he was buried in a borrowed tomb for 3 days and was resurrected by the Holy Spirit. It is at that moment, that very moment, that we become citizens of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. It is at that moment that we become sons and daughters of God. That right there is a reason to give God glory. That right there is a reason to say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That right
Hallelujah.
There is God's mercy and grace in action. Praise the Lord. It is at that moment that we are delivered from eternal damnation, and instead we will receive eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. It is at that moment of confession that with our mouths and believing in our hearts that we receive what I like to call unlimited access to God's presence. We've got unlimited access to God because the Holy Spirit is with us, the Holy Spirit lives in us, and the Holy Spirit will dwell with us forever. It is at that moment that you and I have the privilege of calling the Creator of heaven and earth Abba Father, which means Daddy. Praise the Lord. And you and I are forever freed from the bondage, from the spirit of bondage. The gift of salvation is eternal. And you and I never have to go back to a fallen state. Whom the Son, who is Jesus Christ our Lord, has set free is free forever. I don't ever have to serve the devil again. I don't ever have to live life without hope again. I don't ever have to become a slave again to sin or the sinful nature I was born into that ruled and dominated my mind and my heart before I gave my life to Jesus. Nor do I ever have to be fearful of going back to that place again. Paul says that we have received the spirit of adoption. So why did Paul use this term? Hallelujah. Paul uses this term, spirit of adoption, because in Roman culture, the adopted person lost all rights in their old family and gained all the rights of a legitimate child in the new family, becoming a full heir. Likewise, when we became Christians, we gained all the privileges and rights in the family of Jesus Christ, and the penalty of sin, the penalty of being separated from God was lifted off of us, and we were forgiven. Praise the Lord. Will we make mistakes after receiving Jesus as our Savior? Yes. Will we fall short of God's character and miss the mark? Yep. Will we at times give into temptation? Yes. Does this mean that we will never have a bad day or difficult seasons in life? Nope. Salvation means I now walk through life with Christ. It means his name is on my life and my name is written in heaven. It means when difficult times come, through Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit who lives in me, I am able to count it all joy when I have entered into a covenant, because I have entered into a covenant that promises me that all things work together for good to them who love God and are called according to his purpose. It means when we experience sickness, we have a covenant with God, our Father, through Jesus, that states by his stripes we are healed. It is our born-again right. It is our privilege to call on the name of the Lord and do what Jeremiah did. He said, heal me, O God, and I shall be healed. Save me, Lord, and I shall be saved. Hallelujah. It means that when I mess up, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 tells me that God is faithful to forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness when I confess my sin. Hallelujah. Not only does he forgive me of the sin, but he helps me to clean up the mess. Hallelujah. There are some believers who will sit in mess, not asking or expecting the Holy Spirit's guidance because of guilt, because of shame. Paul the Apostle was teaching us tonight that we have a daddy, Abba Father, we can cry to, and that we don't have to go back into bondage. And if you are in bondage, you don't have to stay in bondage because salvation is yours on tonight. You can cry to your Father on tonight, praise the Lord. And whatever bondage you may have put yourself in, the Holy Spirit knows how to get you out. Hallelujah. The work of salvation cannot be earned, but it has to be received by faith. Paul said this, who can separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus? Paul said nothing can separate us from God's love, not even death. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Let go of hopelessness. Stop thinking that you are not good enough or well-versed enough for God to use you. Nobody is. Let go of that stinking thinking that because of sin, I am now sick with an affliction and I can't go before the Lord and ask for forgiveness and I can't go before God to heal me. I have to just die in this thing. The devil is a liar. He is the person feeding you those lies, and the truth is not in him. You see, all of us exist every single day by one reason, and that is by the mercy of God. The Bible says it is because of his mercy that we have not been consumed, and his mercy is accessible to the believer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At the moment of accepting Christ, you and I have unlimited access to God's presence, to God's mercy, praise the Lord. And we have unlimited access to God's forgiveness. You've got to think about this. Think about David. David strategized and had a man killed to cover up his own sinfulness, praise the Lord. But when David went before God, he repented, hallelujah. And he said, God, whatever you do, don't take your spirit from me, praise the Lord. And so just as David went before the Lord, what that shows us is that whatever we have done, praise the Lord, we have God our Father, we have Jesus, and we have the Holy Spirit, and we can always go before the Lord and repent. We can always go before the Lord and confess our sin. And God is saying, hey, I'm going to be faithful and just, and I'm going to honor the crucifixion of Jesus. I'm going to honor the shed blood of Jesus. I'm going to honor the death of Jesus. I'm going to honor the resurrection of Jesus. And I'm going to grant you forgiveness. And I'm going to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. That's a great place to praise God. That's a great place to say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. And based on that revelation, the downed saint needs to get up tonight. Based on that revelation, the weary saint needs to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Based on that revelation, praise the Lord, the afflicted saint needs to go and pray right now, hallelujah, because God is waiting on us, praise the Lord. God is ready to use us for his glory and for his honor, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And we have to understand that this is not even about us, but it's about lifting up Jesus, hallelujah, because he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. So tonight, release yourself from the spirit of bondage. Let go of the fear and cry out to your Father who is listening. Hallelujah. He has compassion for us. He loves us. And his love for us is perfect. And his love for us is unconditional. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful tonight. I pray that this message has been a blessing to someone. Praise the Lord. I pray that this message has blessed someone in understanding their eternal position in God's kingdom and in the family of Jesus Christ, that you and I are sons and daughters, praise the Lord. And for those who may be listening tonight and you have not made the confession that Jesus is Lord, tonight you can go from sinner to being a son. Tonight you can go from sinner to being a daughter in a matter of moments. You may say, preacher, I don't know who God is or why I even need God. The bodies we live in, God the Father, God the Son, who is Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit created them. The breath that we are breathing is God's breath. We woke up this morning only because God woke us up this morning. There isn't a person who is living in this earth who's living without the mercy of God. We are living because of God's love. And we are living because of God's mercy. Preacher, why would a loving and merciful God sentence anyone to eternal damnation? Because God is holy, because God is pure, because God is without sin, and because no ungodliness can dwell in his presence. This is why the Father sent us Jesus. It is through his crucifixion, through his death, through his burial and his resurrection, that we are made righteous. Hallelujah. We can never do anything to earn righteousness, but righteousness has to be accepted by stating that Jesus is Lord and asking him to come into our hearts. Hallelujah. And when he does that, his blood that was shed at the cross, it removes our sin, and it removes the penalty of sin, which is eternal damnation. By accepting Christ tonight, we are declared righteous. To God be the glory. It was an honor and a privilege to bring the word tonight. Brother Brown, again, I thank you. I always enjoy coming on Blog Talk Radio, and I pray that somebody was blessed by the message tonight. Cry because your father is listening. Hallelujah. Cry because your dad wants to hear from you on tonight. Let us not go back and receive the bondage of fear again. Hallelujah. But it says, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. God bless you tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a mighty word on tonight. Minister Orange, please stay on the line. But I just want to touch on what you just said. That's a powerful word on tonight for the listeners who may not be saved on tonight. While she was delivering that word on tonight, the Lord placed in my spirit, and I must re-stress and iterate on tonight for the listeners that may have been confused or may be confused by having heard in the past that you who are not saved, you can go to God and you can pray and you can ask God for different things and he's going to answer your prayer. That is a lie straight from hell, straight from the enemy. That is a lie. That is not true. I want to make clear to you tonight, the only way that God is going to hear your prayer, sinner, is if you are praying as a sinner, asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to save you. And then once you are saved in Jesus' name, and then you pray, then God will hear your prayer and he will answer your prayer, because God is everyone's creator. He is not everyone's father. God becomes your father when you accept his son, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior. So that I had to re-stress that on tonight and make sure that I included that as a piggyback to this message on tonight. Cry, your Father, your Heavenly Father is listening. He's waiting on you. We hear the word and the phrase, what are you waiting for? No, we waiting on God. No, God is waiting on you. And we have not because we ask not. And he is faithful. If we cry out to the Lord for those who are not saved, he wants you to be saved. It is not God's desire that any soul be lost. So that's why I thank God for this worldwide platform. I thank God for every minister, every guest that comes forth over this worldwide platform to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Because just as she stated, it is not about us. It's not about her, me, you, your pastor, your bishop. It's about being doers of God's word, drawing souls to Jesus Christ, that they will be saved in his name. Because we know that the enemy is still roaring like a roaring lion. He's still seeking, even today, whom he may devour. And he know that once a sinner gets saved in Jesus' name and they start getting that word, and they get the word in them, then that's going to be the ammunition against the enemy. So that's why he tries so hard to keep the enemy spiritually blind. But being a doer of God's word, saints, we must be about our Heavenly Father's business outside of the four walls of the church. So that's what our goal and commission has been ordained by God for us, as us being doers of his word. Get out in the hedges and highways and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's what Minister Martina Orange has just done on tonight. So we thank you for that powerful word on tonight. Minister Orange, I'm going to ask if you will please share with the listeners how you can be reached for speaking engagements. Again, you can give your shout-outs to your pastor and church and your church family at this time. And I'm going to ask anyone that's on the line if they would like to have comments or feedback with you. The lines are open now. For those of you like that would like to have comments with Minister Orange on tonight, you can dial area code 657. Again, 657, area code 383-1364. That's the number you can dial in to have comments and feedback with my guest on tonight, Minister Martina Orange. Minister Orange, could you please give your again your contact information and how people can reach you?
Yes, I can be reached by email, mrsorange, like the color, pm, p as in Paul, m as in Mary, at gmail.com. And again, we just want to give honor to our pastor tonight, the Reverend Dr. Tellis J. Chapman, and to our church family. We just appreciate and love them, Galilee Missionary Baptist Church. And if you need a place to worship, we would love to see you on tomorrow. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Right now, while she's giving her shout out to her pastor, and I do know of Reverend Dr. Teller Chapman, another powerful man of God who knows how to deliver the word of God, and he stands on it and he lives by the word. And so that's Dr. Teller Chapman of New Galilee Baptist Church. I would also like to give a great shout out to my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings of Shield of Faith Church, and a big shout out to my Shield of Faith Church family. Love you, Bishop. Love you, my church family. Right now, the lines are open for anyone that would like to give comments or feedback to Minister Orange. You can come forth at this time. Praise the Lord. The lines are open. Well, praise the Lord on tonight. I always like to give a chance for those that would like to give comments or feedback to my guests, give them a chance, an opportunity to give comments. But we are about to wind down for tonight. I do thank you, Minister Orange, for you coming forth, delivering such a powerful word on tonight. Cry, your Father is listening. I am so glad that he's still on the throne, and he forever will rule and reign on the throne, because he is our Heavenly Father, and he is in total control. Again, no matter what it looks like, I don't care what you see or hear on CNN News, I don't care what Donald Trump says, our President Donald Trump, I don't care what he say, or these other world leaders that are threatening to do whatever they think they're going to do. Nothing can happen that God do not allow. So, but the word do say, watch and pray. So we are to be praying. We are to be lovers and doers of God's word. And we are to show love and compassion for all people at all times, because it's a lifestyle and not just what you do on Sunday when you go and praise the Lord with the corporate body of Christ and the body of believers in the sanctuary on Sunday or doing Bible class, but it's an everyday lifestyle. So what are you doing? Not only what you're saying, but what are you doing? What are you doing to be a doer of God's word on tonight and not just a hearer only? So right now you are, again, in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio? So, again, I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. We do come forth every Thursday and Saturday with different guests, men and women that stands on the word and know how to deliver God's word. So I thank God for this worldwide platform. I thank God for you, the listeners, who faithfully tunes in. And I'm asking if you will please share the good news and spread the word about this radio ministry that comes forth. We're trying to be doers of God's word, because we do say and we believe and we know that it's not about us, it's about Jesus. We just vessels, we are ambassadors, we are servants of the Most High God. So I thank God for being anointed for such a time as this, to be able to have such a worldwide platform and such people as Minister Martina Orange. Continue to stand on the wall, Minister Orange. You're doing a great work, and you cannot come down for such a time as this. We need more men and women to stand boldly and stand on the, and declare the word of God in these last and evil days. And God is pleased and glorified the enemy, Satan, and he is horrified. And I am not going to take it back. I say again, God is glorified through you, and the enemy, Satan, is horrified. So you keep on doing what the Lord has called and anointed you to do for such a time as this. We appreciate you and know that this is not your last time. But as soon as I see another slot or availability, I will be in touch with you to get you back on again, because I know you will come forth with another powerful word. So, listeners, I pray that you have taken this word in and took some notes, so that if you did not get a chance to open your Bible and follow along with her on tonight, that you took the notes. And in your leisure time, you can go back and go over these scriptures. You will find them to be a blessing to you, and not only you, but your family as well. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I'm going to re-stress again to my listeners, if you have never patronized the Firehouse Sub restaurants, please patronize them. My youngest sister and my twin and I, 2 weeks ago, we had the first-time opportunity of visiting one of the establishments in Roseville, Michigan, and we were surprised how nice and clean it was and the excellent service, and the food was great and excellent. So I am promoting them, and they not only do they save lives by putting out fires, but as you patronize them and purchase your meals through them, part of your monies that you buy your meals from them goes into a donation, and they send these donations out to different charities and agencies that help other people. So that's what it's about, looking out for God's people as they fight fires. And the word of God says, are we our brother's keeper? And the answer is yes, we are. And they are being doers, and they're demonstrating it not only through firefighting, but as they serve you in the restaurant at Firehouse Subs, they give back to the community. So I'm asking all the listeners, please patronize your local Firehouse Sub restaurant, and you will not be disappointed. Well, on tonight, as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I thank you again, worldwide listeners, for tuning in. Continue to stay faithful. Continue to be a doer of God's word. Continue to stay in the word. The word of God tells us to watch and pray for such a time as this. If there was ever a time we needed the Lord, we need him now, because we know that even though that we see these things happening, the end is not yet, because even the angels in heaven do not know when Jesus is going to come back. But do know this, according to God's word, and I believe it in my heart, that just as sure as he was born, just as sure as he died, and just as sure as he rose from the dead with the victory over hell, death, and the grave in his hand, that he's now sitting at the right hand of God making intercession for the saints of God right now, that same Jesus, he is soon to come again. The question is, would you be ready? So on tonight, I pray that this worldwide listening audience was blessed by the word on tonight. I know I was blessed. So we ask that you would continue to stand on the God's word, continue to be a doer of God's word and not a hearer only. Until next time, know that I love you. God loves you even more. And we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we come to you once again, Heavenly Father, thanking you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Heavenly Father. We know that we are not worthy of it. We don't deserve it. But because of your agape love and because of who you are, you love us so much. You do not love our sin. And that's why we thank you for your son, Jesus, who died for us, so that through his blood and through his rising, that we who are saved in Jesus' name, we can go to him. We can go to you in prayer. We can come to you at any time and confess our sins, and that you will forgive us of our sins, and that we will be able to continue to walk in our God purpose and fulfill our God purpose in the earth, so that you will be glorified and that our living would not be in vain. So we pray, Lord, that you would move by your spirit over the airways continuously. Continue to bless this broadcast and all those that are being doers of your word, Heavenly Father, those that are standing on your word, preaching and teaching your word. Continue to anoint and strengthen each vessel. Continue to bless the works of their hands and each ministry, that you will be glorified. And on tomorrow, we pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, have your way in every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name on tomorrow, moved by your spirit to the saving of many souls, Heavenly Father, that you will be glorified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up Jerusalem and Israel to you, that your will be done in those areas for your glory. We just give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for who and all that you are. Heavenly Father, we just bless your name on tonight, because you are truly worthy to be praised. And we know that there is none like you in all the earth, and you're so awesome in all your ways. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, on tonight, know that, again, I love you. God loves you even more. Well, until until the next time, I would like to say unto the listeners, continue to be faithful and be a doer of God's word and not a hearer only. Good night.